Hey guys, this is Adolfo from Nerdstalker with some thoughts on adding features to your app, product, service, and the whole mindset around that. I've been thinking about that a lot lately, seeing some recent statistics, and everyone kind of knows this, right? I hope you do anyways, that in America, in the United States, overall, there is no more stay-at-home person, right? So both, assuming there are two people in the household, they're typically dual income. Everyone's working effectively, right? And going to work and earning some sort of paycheck for the sheer necessity of having to do so. So what you need to remember when adding a feature or providing a service or whatever to whatever you're offering is that very statistic that people are racing to work, getting ready in the morning, racing to work, commuting. Busy at work themselves, racing to get home, racing to make dinner, racing to meet their responsibilities and future commitments or whatever, to think about those things. And so you have to think about your additional feature, your product, your app, whatever, is probably rather low, right, on those on that sort of hierarchy of needs. So it should be taken that seriously when you're thinking of adding something. That seriously. Because people are really, right now, they're looking to cut things from their lives. They're not looking to add things to their lives. And this isn't even talking about like the old Microsoft Word example where they would show the crazy dashboard of all the features, 90 something percent of them, generally the overall people didn't use, right? And they only use 10% or something like that, right? And the only people that you're going to gain really from additional things that don't need it are like similar to hoarders, right? That's the only extreme example of people that's kind of one time purchase gone, right? And it's not really being used kind of thing. So you need to really ask yourself, how in the context of their life, how does your feature add sit when in the context of your user? And I'm not even talking personas overall here. I mean, because this is an overall issue really, unless you're catering to the 1%. It's a serious thought you need to think about. And I often hear the viewpoint that if we offer feature X, then the customer will no longer need to call us, for instance, right? So this is sort of like a thinking you're making it easier on your own company, business, service, or whatever at the expense of the customer, sort of, right? So we're not going to allow people to call us anymore because we offer them this online empowerment where they can take care of X themselves. And that's just the wrong mindset. That's just the wrong approach to take. I mean, look at Zappos, right? They pride themselves on taking customer phone calls because think about it, they have long conversations also, their customer reps, because you're gaining all this information, right? You're gaining all this oftentimes personal information about the customer through a phone call. This is invaluable marketing information that you can place in your CRM or whatever, right? So it's another channel. You need to look at that as another channel. You want to offer phone calls. You want to offer online services, right? To an extent, just another channel. I'm not talking features here. This is like a just from a customer support or user acceptance experience, a happiness type of factor here. Or if you always, let's say, for instance, another sort of example is if you've always offered the customer or user a way to interact with you or your company or your product or something, or to purchase something, and then suddenly, let's say for paper, for instance, they've been doing things via fax, via email, PDF, or something like that, and then suddenly you take that away. They say, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do it, purely electronic, let's say, versus any paper. You got to ask yourself why. Why are we doing that? Why are we taking? Because you're taking away. Why are you doing that? Are you really gaining efficiency more, or are you punishing the user? Are you? It's just these type of questions. Really, how much does it cost us to process that old feature or that pre-existing feature? Versus what we're taking away? Is it really that big of a win? Is it really that monumental? If no one's doing it, then, sure, your metrics will show that. But if there are users using it, why? Why do that? It's just another channel, it's just another vehicle, it's just another way of doing something. So where you know, adding features makes sense, I think, to me, is like when you're trying to stay on par with the competition, right? So an example would be the way Instagram absorbed pretty much every feature by feature of Snapchat, right? Some people could argue it's a bit too late in the game, but you know, that's a separate discussion. So I mean, that's where I could see it making sense. So anyways, if you think about adding features and such to your app or whatever, your product, your services, really think deeply about your end user and how busy they are and how they are looking to cut things from their lives, not add things to their lives. So it should be that important. All right, thanks everyone for listening again. You can get more information about us. I am Adolfo Ferranda at A Ferranda at Nerdstalker on Twitter, really, at Nerdstalker on Twitter. Go to nerdstalker.com, Nerdstalker TV on YouTube, and check us out on iTunes for the podcast too. All right, have a great day.